Race to 5G, August 2019, update. On August 2nd in PC Magazine by Sasha Segan. How are AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon doing with 5G at the beginning of August? We lay it out. At the end of July, Verizon still leads the race to 5G in the U.S. with the most devices available and a growing number of 5G cities. It's been helped by Sprint's schedule slowing down thanks to its momentum-killing merger with T-Mobile. We've updated our race to 5G scores to reflect new devices available and the fact that the 5G networks are getting off to a speedy start, with download speeds much faster than 4G. None of the carriers has any points yet for coverage, though, as none of them yet covers even 5 million people, showing how nascent these networks still are. Here's everything that happened and everything we learned about 5G this month. Verizon launched four new mobile 5G cities: Atlanta, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Washington, D.C. Verizon's network in Providence, Rhode Island, was the first to offer 5G for uploads as well as downloads. And our testing found that switching from 4G to 5G more than doubled upload speeds. Verizon also added its first hotspot, the Inseego MiFi M1000. I tested it in Providence and found that it doesn't suffer from the overheating problems we've seen on the first generation 5G phones, but it has some speed limit issues that can probably be fixed with a software upgrade. I got out to Las Vegas to do more tests of AT&T's and T-Mobile's 5G networks. AT&T is still offering service to businesses by invitation only, and appears to be smartly targeting business hubs and events like the NBA Summer League. T-Mobile, on the other hand, is just tacking millimeter wave 5G onto existing cell sites, making for what feels like random coverage in Las Vegas. Sprint launched its network in Chicago, its fifth city, in July, but I haven't gotten to test it yet. With 5G expanding around the world, we took a look at the 5G service plans compared with carriers in Europe, South Korea, and Australia. And, bad news, U.S. plans are awful. Our carriers charge more money for more restrictive hotspot data plans than any other 5G country in the world. Some of our plans even contradict each other. Verizon offers unlimited hotspot use on its 5G phone plan, but a cap of 50 gigabytes on its hotspot plan. It's like our carriers aren't paying attention. In the UK, though, 5G competition has become much more aggressive. O2 has said it plans to launch 5G in October, and Three has said it will offer service plans that cost about a quarter of what U.S. single-line 5G users are paying. Here's the status of 5G for each of the major carriers at the beginning of August. AT&T still has 5G in 19 cities, but it's invitation only for business and developer customers. AT&T doesn't publish coverage maps, and coverage is very limited. The company does some hand-holding with its relatively small number of 5G customers to make sure they know what to expect. It's primarily focused on figuring out what future 5G applications should be rather than selling phones to early adopters. AT&T currently sells one 5G phone, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, and one hotspot, the Netgear Nighthawk. Sprint is underperforming after a strong start in May using mid-band 5G. Sprint has much broader coverage in its five cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and Kansas City, than the other carriers do. But it promised launches in four more cities by the end of June, and it hasn't delivered. That may be in part because the company's full energy is focused on trying to get absorbed by T-Mobile. The Federal Department of Justice cleared the merger plan in late July, but it's still stuck because it's being sued by 13 state governments, now including Texas. Sprint sells two 5G phones, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G and the LG V50 5G, and one hotspot, the HTC 5G hub. T-Mobile has 5G in six cities with one phone, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G. It offers some coverage in Atlanta, Cleveland, Dallas, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and New York. Unlike AT and Verizon, the other millimeter wave carriers, T-Mobile also offers coverage maps to show how limited its 5G coverage currently is. That's a little strategic because T-Mobile wants to play down its current short-range offering in favor of the nationwide 5G it intends to launch earlier next year. Verizon is the current 5G leader, with some coverage in eight cities: Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Providence, and Washington, D.C. The carrier also sells the most 5G devices. The Samsung Galaxy S10 5G and LG V50 models, a 5G Moto mod that fits on Moto Z3 and Moto Z4 phones, and the Inseego M1000 hotspot. But Verizon, frustratingly, still won't release coverage maps for its 5G cities. Should you buy a 5G phone right now? No. All of the U.S. carriers have committed to adding long-range 5G based on a technology called low-band FDD, which none of the current devices support. But AT&T and T-Mobile have both said they'll have phones that support this new technology later this year. That's the phone you should get if you don't want to wait for more efficient phones in 2020. We're expecting some major 5G news in August as Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus joins the pack of 5G phones. Will it be a Verizon exclusive? Well, we'll soon find out.